have to figure out exactly the relevance of all of mine. Sunrise and sunset are crucial. We'll have to see with respect to which halachas. The question is, how does one define sunrise? So some some assume that I don't have the students have outlines. Okay. So years ago, some assumed that sunrise is when the sun, when the diameter of the sun is above the horizon, and sunset is when the diameter of the sun is by the horizon, half up and half down. Rav Soloveitchik thought that that was not the correct definition. He thought sunrise is when there's a mashahu of the sun that's above the horizon, and sunset shkia is when the entire sun is below the horizon. It's an afkamina of 1 or 2 minutes, a very slight afkamina, but it does chap an afkamina. Yeah, what do you mean by the horizon? Depends, are you on top of a mountain? Are you in a valley? What's the definition of a horizon? So there's a Gemara in Masech HaShabbos, Kuf Yud Ches, and the base, but one of the Amoraim says he wishes he could be in one city for Kabbalah Shabbos Friday evening, wishes he could be in the other city if it's Matzoy Shabbos, because when one is in a valley, so the impression is if the sun sets earlier, and it's really not so, so he'll be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos. And when one is on top of a mountain, it takes longer for the sun to set, so he'll extend Shabbos even longer. So the in the Vilna Shas we have printed on, thank you very much, in the Vilna Shas we have printed on the side of the page there on Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches on the base, you have printed comments from Rabbeinu Nissim Goen, who says, you see from this Gemara that that's not really sunrise and sunset. Sunrises, you visualize the location as if it would have been at sea level. Wherever you happen to be, you consider everything as if it would be sea level. So if you're in a valley on Erev Shabbos, they won't know exactly what time sunset is, so they'll be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos. So that's why the Amora says he wishes he would be in that location on Erev Shabbos, because they'll extend Shabbos a little earlier, they'll be Mekabel Shabbos earlier. And he wishes he'd be on top of the mountain on Metzoy Shabbos, because Al-Pidin Nishki is much earlier. Nishki is, you visualize the location as if it would have been sea level. This is Rabbi Nissen Goen printed on the side of the Gemara. The Mogen Avram didn't have Rabbi Nissen Goen, but had a Maharil, so that he had quotes the Maharil on every page. So the Maharil says the same, based on that Gemara, that the real Shki and Zricha depends on sunrise and sunset. Now the Balatanya and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Mishnah Berurah, every other page quotes from the Shulchan Aruch of the Balatanya, Shulchan Aruch Rav. So the Balatanya understood Pshat and that Gemara, that Midirabbanan, you have to observe not stam and midas chassidus, that midirabbanan, that's the din, that if you're in a valley and the sun appears as if it's setting earlier, so midirabbanan, that's already considered to bein hashmashes. And if you're on top of the mountain, then even though according, if it would have been judged based on sea level, the sun would have been considered as set already, so midirabbanan, you have to treat it lechumra, as if Shabbos extends further. Others disagree. They say, no, there is no such din midirabbanan. That's just that Amar says he wishes he could be machmer. Rabbi Yossi. Who was it? Rabbi Chiya. No, that's the wrong Gemara. Okay, Yichel. Okay. And what is the relevance of sunrise al pi halacha? Where is it? Nageir Ledina. So there's a Mishnah in Brochus. And Avchav Beis and Beis, a person is in a mikveh, obviously he doesn't have his talus and tefillin on, he's sopping wet in the mikveh, and it's about to be sunrise, and he wants to say Kriyat Shema quickly, because you have to finish reciting Kriyat Shema before Hanetzach Chama. So the Mishnah says, he's not dressed, so what does he do? How does he cover himself up? The whole discussion. What kind of a din is that? Whose opinion is that? That you have to finish Kriyat Shema before Hanetzach Chama? That's the last time you can say Kriyat Shema. By Hanetzach Chama. So the Gemara says that's the Vosikin. Vosikin on Chassidim Anshe Maisa. He used to do Lefnei Mishur Sadid. Yeah. So that's considered a Madrega to recite the Kriyat Shema Ke Vosikin soon before Hanetzach Chama. How soon before Hanetzach Chama? 2 hours before. Let's say a person wakes up 3 o'clock in the morning. And Hanetzach Chama is way later. So that's not Kriyat Shema Ke Vosikin. It has to be Mashiach Keres Chaver Berichu Gdal Aramas. That's the Gemara and Daf Tesam and Beis and Brachas. it's soon before Hanetzach Hama. The question is, how soon before? So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that he tested it out many times in New York City, and his impression is that it's between 35 and 40 minutes here in New York. In different locations on the globe, it'll be different amount of time. And he thought that it's between 35 and 40 minutes. Other shuls assume Shachar's Chaver is 55 minutes here in Broyers. They always assume that the Zman for a Brochan Tfilin and Tzitzis is Mishachar's Chaver is 55 minutes before. The Pashtas side, I have the same experiences as Moshe Feinstein. When I'm walking in the street 45 minutes before sunrise, to me it looks like it's so dark I can't recognize anybody. The Koshi, I thought it's 35 minutes. I didn't even think 40 minutes is reasonable. Some Acharonim in Europe said they didn't have street lamps in Europe. Some Acharonim said if there's a lot of snow around, and because there's a little bit of light, the light is reflected on the snow, so it's going to be brighter. So then Mishiachar will be earlier. In New York, if you have street lamps, so then Mishiachar will be from Alois HaShachar. Alois HaShachar is way before, more than an hour before sunrise. The Pashto says that that opinion has not been accepted. Because Mishiachar's Chaveroi means without any assistance of the snow, or without any assistance on the street lamps. So again, so the Mishnah in Brochas Daf Chav Beis and Beis has the fellas in the mikveh, and he doesn't have his talis and tefillin, so obviously he's not going to have smichas gula letefillah. He's not dressed to daven Shmoneh Esrei. He just wants to say Kriyat Shema. There's a kiyum of asikin chasidim anshei ma'aseh. They recite the Kriyat Shema before Hanetzach Hama. We know today, Yeshiva College, this institution was a combination of two different yeshivas. One was Yeshiva Eitz Chaim, one was Yeshiva Aviv Kohan. Eitz Chaim is named after Valoshin. Valoshin Yeshiva was called Eitz Chaim. Eitz Chaim was a real anti-Hasidish yeshiva. So by the Misnagdim, they say jokingly on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos and Perek Sheni that we just learned this past Shabbos, it says, Loy Amhor, it's Chosid. Why can't an Amhor be a Chosid? So by the Misnagdim, say because a Chosid by definition means that he does Lifnim Meshur HaSadid. Lifnim Meshur HaSadid means that he does against the Did. Chassidim always do against the Did. So if he's a Talmid Chacham, he'll be able to always know what the din is to do with against the din. If he's an Amoritz, half the time he'll think that that's against the din. So if you're an Amoritz, you can't be a Chassid, because the Chassidim always have to do everything connected to the din. And if you're an Amoritz, you won't know what the din is and what's against the din. So the Rabbeinu Tam has such a comment about the Vasikin. Rabbeinu Tam is in the Tosfos in Yuma, Lamed Zayin and Beis, a long Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam says, Chassidim did shaloi kedin. They said Kriyat Shema Vasikin. They said Kriyat Shema before Hanetzach Hama. You're not Yotze. You can't begin to be Yotze Kriyat Shema until after Hanetzach Hama. Chassidim did shaloi kedin. So many locations, there's a Vasikin Minyan. Vasikin Minyan is a special heater that they start davening so early, so they get to recite Kriyat Shema soon before Hanetzach Hama, and they recite the Shema Nesrei right after Hanetzach Hama. So coming to Rabbeinu Tam, they're not Yotze the Kriyat Shema, so they have to say Kriyat Shema again. So there were those, Lazy Yudel Finkel, who was the Rosh Yeshiva, he moved the Shmir Yeshiva from Europe in the war years. He moved it to Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim. He founded the location in Yerushalayim. So he always used to daven Vasikin. He used to repeat Kriyat Shema later on, after Hanetzach Hama, to be Choshesh for the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Most assume not like the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Most assume that the Vasikin is a Midas Chassidus, that it is proper. It's not that the Chassidim are doing Shaloi Kedin, that it is a proper thing. The Baal HaMor is bothered with this problem of the Rabbeinu Tam, that you're not supposed to take Kriyat Shema to left the Hanetzach Hama. So what's the Vasikin all about? So he says, Hanetzach Hama is when the sun begins to rise above the horizon. That's Hanetzach Hama, a tiny little bit. And it takes 2 or 3 minutes for the entire ball of the sun to rise above the horizon. So the Vasikin is that they say Kriyat Shema, they begin and finish all Kriyat Shema within those 2 minutes. They don't begin Kriyat Shema until after Hanetzach Hama, the sun rises above the horizon. And the heeder is that they finish Kriyat Shema before the entire sun comes up above the horizon, they start Shema Nesrei right after. That's a pretty fast davening, that he finishes the whole Kriyat Shema in less than 2 minutes. A brief, but that's the Baal HaMor holds like that. The Ramban in the Mochamis, in the beginning of Brochus, points out that in Midas HaTorah Nidreshes Ben, the Gemara will always establish a din based on whatever is the normal way of doing things, the common way to do things, the way Rov Bnei Adam do things. And over here, since it says you should recite Kriya Shema, it says Belech Tuchav Aderech. How does it say? B'shiv Tuchav Beveisecha Belech Tuchav Aderech B'shach Tuchav B'kumecha. So the Gemara has a drasha on B'shiv Tuchav Beveisecha Belech Tuchav B'shev Es Didoch Belech Es Didoch. That Oisik B'mitzvah is Potam and Amitzvah. If you're Oisik in a mitzvah, only Shev Es Didoch and Lech Es Didoch Yechayiv. And if you're doing a Dvar Mitzvah, you're Potam. So they darshan Tuchav. So if they darshan Tuchav Sotis on B'shiv Tuchav Belech Tuchav, what about B'shach Tuchav B'kumecha? How come there it's a chav? Why is it there in the singular? So the Gemara doesn't have any drasha. So the Melchamas writes the drasha on that is b'shach b'chav kumecha, when the miut b'nei Adam are waking up and when the miut b'nei Adam are going to sleep. Normally the din should have been established based on when Rav b'nei Adam go to sleep, when Rav b'nei Adam wake up. And here the halacha was established when b'nei Malachim wake up in the morning. B'nei Malachim, how many people are there who in the world who are b'nei Malachim? They don't have to work for a living. Normal people have to work for a living. Normal people have to be in the office already early. They have to be in the office and working at 9 o'clock. What are they? Sov Zaman Kriya Shema is 9:25 these days. Who's lazying around in bed? Very miyuta de miyuta. So that's what the Ramban says, that the earliest time to say Kriya Shema is like Vasikin, that's miyut b'nei Adam, are waking up so early. And the latest time to say Kriya Shema is when the miyut b'nei Adam are waking up, the b'nei Malachim. The same thing by Ma'ariv. That's how the Ramban suggests. So Ramban thinks that this is a hidur deraisa. It's a hidur deraisa to recite Kriya Shema. The guy's in the mikveh, he's not dressed, he's not going to have smichas gula l'tfila. Still, if one is up 35 minutes before sunrise, even though he's not going to daven, he's going to wait till there's going to be a minyan. So there's a hidur deraisa, kiyum deraisa, to recite Kriya Shema then, even though he doesn't have the talis and tefillin on, even though he's not going to have Smichas Gula L'Tfila. The Gemara says the Hirm Brachas on Daf Tes on the Beis, that one of the Amoraim had a smile on his face all day long because he was Masmach Gula L'Tfila. So Tosfos says, what was the big once in his lifetime he was Masmach Gula? What do you mean? We do every day. We do Smichas Gula L'Tfila. What's so complicated? So Tosfos says, no, he daven Vasikin with Smichas Gula L'Tfila. There are people that daven Vasikin every day. Why did he have a smile on his face? So Tesis doesn't explain it. So the Ramban and Muhammad explains it. So he says they didn't have any clocks, they didn't have any watches then. So they had a guess. When do they think the sun is going to rise? So they would say Kriya Shema, and then they would sit and wait and wait. They didn't want to daven Shema Nesha before Hanetzachama, because more correct is Yira Uchoim Shamish, to demonstrate Yira Shemaim as the sun is coming up. So you demonstrate Yira Shemaim, the Gemara quotes that Pasuk, Yiruchim Shamish. So you demonstrate Yirah Shamayim by reciting Kriya Shema soon before, immediately before the sun rises, and then by reciting Shema Nesra immediately after. So most of the time, 1,000 times out of 1,001, he would recite Kriya Shema Kivasikin, and then wait and wait and wait and wait until the sun would rise, and then he would say Shema Nesra. So he said Kriya Shema Kivasikin, but there was a lack of smuchas gula tefila. And one day he hit the nail on the head. He said Kriya Shema, and then right after he finished Kriya Shema, the sun came up, and then he said Shema Nesra right away. So he had Smichas Gula L'Tfila with Vasikin together. By us, it's not a big deal. If you have a clock and you have a list of what time the sun rises, so it's very easy to hit this man. But in the days of the Gemara, where they had no clocks, it wasn't so easy at all. The latest time, how do we pass when is the latest time to recite Kriya Shema? Until one quarter of the day. So here the Mishnah Brura quotes, Mishnah Brura in Reish Lamed Gimel, Sivkot and Gimel, I think, quotes the Magen Avraham, who quotes the Machlokes Achronim. When you're calculating one quarter of the day goes from sunrise to sunset, and one quarter of the day goes from Alos Al Shachar till Seis Al Kucham. So that's a Machlokes. And now it's Yadua, the Vilna Gaon thinks that the Iker, many Rishonim held from Alos Al Shachar till Seis Al Kucham. It's clear many Rishonim held like that. But the Magen Avraham quotes that machlokes. So today, most follow the Vilna Gaon, whose Sovas Man Kriya Shema is going to be later than everybody else's. So that's crucial. When is sunrise and when is sunset? The sunrise means when the miktsas of the sun already is above the horizon. Sunset is when the entire ball of the sun is below the horizon. So then you calculate the Zmani Hayom accordingly. So the Sovas Man Kriya Shema is one quarter of the day, and Sovas Man Tfilah is one third of the day, an hour later. The Sov's man tefillah, and the Mishnah says, is till one third of the day, and then we paskan b'di'evid, you can still daven. Rabbi Yehuda has that's it, and we paskan, you can still daven shakos up until chatzos. So the Kesef Mishnah, in the beginning of Paragimel, in Hilchas Tefillah, raises the question: how do these two jive together? If the Sov's man tefillah is a third of the day, so why do you still have until chatzos? So the Kesef Mishnah has two suggestions, because the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that you can only daven musaf until the end of Zayin Shoas. Zayin Shoas means 1 hour after Chatzos Shoas Manios, and we don't paskin like that. So we paskin lechatchila, one should recite musaf, one should daven musaf before the end of Shoas Shviyas, and b'di'evad, if a person didn't daven musaf before the end of Shoas Shviyas, so you can daven musaf until the end of the day. Fine. So the Kesef Mishnah has one suggestion. Maybe that's a pshat by shakos. Also, the Gemara says yinikra posheya. If you didn't daven musaf before the end of Sheva Shoas, yinikra posheya. Means lahatchila you didn't do the right thing. But b'di'evad you can daven musaf kol hayom. So maybe the same is true by shakos shmoneh esrei of shakos. Lahatchila you should try to daven shmoneh esrei before the end of one third of the day. B'di'evad you can daven till chatzos. Then the Kesef Mishnah as another suggestion, which is very much b'mashma in the lashon of the Rambam, that it's not true. The sozman tefillah is one third of the day, if the dalet shoyas, and if you didn't daven before one third of the day, you missed it. But if you were b'shogeg, if you woke up late and you're b'shogeg, ba'ones, then we allow you to have tashlum. So normally, when you daven, let's say a person didn't daven mincha, he didn't daven ma'ariv. When he comes to next month tefillah, so he davens the next tefillah first, Bishman Esri first, then he steps back, he pauses a little bit, then he says the second tefillah as a tashlum for the one that he missed. So the commission suggests, and tefillah's tashlum is only if it's shogag or nenas. If it's hizid, then there's no din of tashlum. So the commission suggests that the mashmos, the simple mashmos of the Rambam is that if a person was hizid, he plans malachatchila to go to the 10 o'clock minyan on Shabbos morning. 10 o'clock minyan, he's going to miss the Zman Tefillah. So the Kesef Mishnah has, according to this Pshat and Rambam, you can't even daven b'di'evad. If you're hizid, you know, you plan to get daven at a late minyan Shabbos, 11 o'clock minyan in the morning on Shabbos. You're going to miss the Zman Tefillah. So even b'di'evad, it's no good. If shochach or nenas, so then there's a din of tashlumin. So when do you say you have to first daven the tefillah b'zman, then daven the second tefillah, tefillah's tashlumin? That's only if it's already higir zman of another tefillah. If it's already, I didn't daven ma'ariv, now it's already time for shachar. I didn't daven mincha, now it's already time for ma'ariv. So first I daven the shmoneh esrei of the tefillah b'zmana, then I step back 3 steps, and then I daven the tefillah's tashlumin. But if it's after the zman shachar, and it's adayin lo higir zman mincha, so then you could do the tashlumin without first doing a tefillah b'zmana. That comes out to be quite a chumrah, that if it's hizid, he made up in advance that he's going to daven at the late minyan, the late shachar minyan, so it's a brach levatola. It's only b'toras tashlumin, and tashlumin is only if shogad or nenas. So these are the two opinions in the Kesef Mishnah. Whether davening up until chatzos is b'toras tashlumin, so it's only shochach and nenas, or no, that b'di'evad, that is the zman of tefillah. When exactly is chatzos? So Pasha Pshat is chatzos is between halfway between sunrise and sunset is chatzos. According to the Vilna Gaon, who adopted that position, that of the 2 days in the Magen Avraham, he says all the zmani hayom are determined from sunrise to sunset. If you adopt the other position, the Rav Shlomo Zalman says you have to go from alos hashachar till seis hakochavim. Now alos hashachar is much longer, we'll get to that soon. Alos al-Shachar is a much longer time period than the Bein HaShemashes period at the end of the day. So then it's going to come out that if you go between Alos al-Shachar and Tzeis HaKohavim, so Chatzos is going to be a little earlier. Rav Moshe Feinstein had a totally different zman. They brought to Rav Moshe's attention that his yeshiva used to publish a luach. Tiferes Yerushalayim, Memstik J, used to publish a luach, and they wrote, when is the earliest man to daven minchin? It was always kakai. No one understood, didn't correspond anything, living or dead. So he asked Rav Moshe, so he said, no, it's not a mistake. They're following my shita. Rav Moshe has a Rashi in Erevin. There's a long Rashi on an Amud Aleph. I didn't look for it. And in Igros Moshe quotes, there's a long Rashi where he goes through a lot of astronomy. And Rav Moshe read into the Rashi, you don't have to read it like that. You can read it otherwise. Rav Moshe understood from the Rashi that he's saying that Chatzos Hayom is whatever time is when the equinox occurs. So all year long, that's Chatzos. So sometimes the first half of the day is longer than the second half of the day, and sometimes the second half of the day is longer than the first half of the day. So how was it Chatzos? How was it Chatzos? So Rav David Feinstein, his son, said that every time they convinced his father that that wasn't Pshat and Rashi, so a month later he would go back again to his shita. He kept on going back to that shita. That Igros Moshe has not been accepted. That Chatzos in any given city is always the same time all year long, depending when Chatzos is, when the equinox occurs. So that has not been accepted. Every day Chatzos is when the sun is on top, is halfway in between sunrise and sunset. That's the Pashtus like that. Yeah, the earliest time to daven mincha is a half an hour after Chatzos. So the Mishnah Brura is not sure why half an hour after Chatzos, because if you say you can daven right after Chatzos, people can make a mistake. If you have a watch, you're not going to make a mistake. But years ago, hardly anybody had a watch. They didn't have a clock. It wasn't so common. So they said, you got to wait a half an hour. So Rabbi Kiveger, on the side of Negilyon Ashas and Psochim, on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, Rabbi Kiveger points out, there's a contradiction between Rashi and the Gemara and Yuma. What's the din b'di'evit if you would bring the Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim within that first half hour? What would the din be the evidence if you daven mincha within the first half hour? Is it only exer the rabban and you shouldn't daven mincha then because you may make a mistake? But if you really know when chatzai says be the evidence if you daven within the first half hour, be the evidence you would be yotze. No, even be the evidence you're not yotze. So the Mishnah Berurah is not sure. Mishnah Berurah raises the suffix.
Going back to the Shafras, does that apply to women also before the first third?
Yeah, the din is that the women are mechuyev to daven. The Gemara said, despite the fact that the tefillah should be a mitzvah sesesh, as my grandma, women should be potter from it. Tosfos says that the machlokes is Rashi and Tosfos and daven brachos of kof and beis. We say women are potter from my grandma. Does that rule only apply to mitzvahs deraisa or even to mitzvahs derabanan? So Rashi crosses out the girsa and the gemara that we have. Rashi thinks that the rule doesn't apply mitzvah sesesh of my grandma. No, shemitzvah doesn't apply to davening because davening is only mitzvah. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. No, the rule applies both to mitzvahs derais and to mitzvahs derabanan as well. So the Gemara said, despite the fact that it says magrama, the women are mechayev, because it says rachme, the women have the chacham and mechayev the women to daven. So there's a difficult Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says that the women lemaisa don't daven, in Europe they didn't daven. So they used to say moida ani. So the Magen Avraham says the yotze with the moida ani, he says based on a Rambam. So the many Gedolim disagree with that Magen Avraham. Rav Soloveitchik said that his grandfather Rav Chaim held that it was absolutely incorrect that the women are mechuyev to daven Shmona Esrei, Shachris and Mincha. Mishnah Berurah is Mekel HaMayrev, that since the accepted opinion there was machlokes in the days of the Tanoim, whether Mayrev is Rishus or Mayrev is Chayvam. So we pass on that Mayrev is Rishus, but Kvashav Yualai Chayvam, everybody has accepted it as a Chayvam. So Mishnah Berurah is Mekel a little bit, maybe the women never accepted Mayrev as a chayv. Maybe they only have to daven shachris and mincha. But the pashtus is the women have to daven shachris in the zman of shachris, not whenever they please. Yeah, the pashtus is like that. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes with this deal, what if the yebet? Every so often it happens when they change the clocks that people didn't realize that chatzos is an hour later. Sometimes there'll be a wedding on bar mitzvah and people remember last week we davened at this time. They'll think this week you can also daven that time. So that's a shaila. The evidence if a person davened within the first half hour, would he be yotzei or not? There's a deal on Shabbos afternoon when you lay Kriyas HaTorah. Can you lay the Kriyas HaTorah within the half hour? What if you said Ashrei within the half hour? Some Ashrei yotzei, but the evidence within the half hour. That's not. But what's the din if they lay Kriyas HaTorah within the half hour? Would they be yotzei but the evidence? Okay. So they wrote shuvas about this. Fine. So that's one deal the Mishnah Berurah has. What about b'di'evit if you daven mincha within the first half hour? would you be yotzei? That's basically the dion that Rebbe Kevega raises in the Gilyan Hashas in Pesachim and Afnun Chesam and Al. Then the Mishnah Berurah has another two issues. The reason for the half hour is because Adam Toi B'chatzi Shoah. So this is such a similar thing as appears in Hilchas Pesach that Menatari not allowed to eat chametz. Ach, v'yamarish and tashbisa achilik, we split the day in half. So the second half of the day, you're not allowed to eat chametz, minatur. So the Rabbanu, they're afraid, odem toya b'shoa achas, person may make a mistake, and he'll eat chametz after chatzos, thinking that it's still before chatzos. They didn't have clocks, they didn't have watches. So they made an iser, not only asab achila, asab anoa, for the last hour before chatzos on Erev Pesach. They declared chatzos as an hour earlier. Then they made exer the Rabbanu an hour before. An hour before is also b'achila and mutabano. So there, the Rav Mor quotes in Hilchos Zerev Pesach and Machlekes Achrenim whether this hour before chatzos, so the 2 hours before chatzos, whether that means an hour of 60 minutes, adam toy b'shachas, adam toy b'shtei shoyes, depends. Summertime and winter time, in the summer when the days are longer, so people make a mistake, a bigger mistake, if they don't have a watch. In the winter time, because the days are shorter, so people make less of a mistake. Or they say no, they make the same amount of mistake. Adam Torah B'Shachas, 60 minutes. So that's a machlokes in the Ramah. So usually we're machma, and our Pesach, we're machma to have Shoz Manias, an hour before Chatzos Shoz Manias, which is already more than 60 minutes in our Pesach. It's also Ba'anoa, and an hour before that, Shoz Manias is even also Ba'achim. B'diyebet, if the rabbi didn't sell the chometz, if a person has chometz and he didn't sell the chometz by the Chumra Dik hour before, so let him sell the chometz within the next 5 minutes. At least it should be 60 minutes before the real chatzos. That's the Ramon Hilchos Erev Pesach. So the Mishnah Berurah is mitzayin to that. So he says maybe the half hour that you have to wait is because people may make a mistake. So maybe the half hour means 30 minutes, summer and winter, maybe not. Maybe it also shows mania, so it'll be shorter or longer. So he recommends you should always go to Chumra, should always have at least 30 minutes, even though in the winter time shows mania are less than 60 minutes. Should always wait 30 minutes, half an hour after Chatzos. And in the summertime, when the days are longer, you should be makmet that half an hour after Chatzos will be the should be the shows mania, not the 30 minutes.
On Pius Manium, I think they just put half hour
across
the board. They don't differentiate between
summer and winter. Really? I mean, always
30 minutes?
Yeah, I think so. So that's not proper. The Mishnah Berurah recommends one should always go to Chumra on that. Yeah. That's not really proper. Musaf, the Mishnah has, your Abuda disagrees with the Chachamim when is Man Shachris. Abuda says up until Dalet Shoes Bayom. That's it. And you can't daven after. And Mincha is only up until Plaga Mincha. And Musab is only up until Zayin Shoes Bayom. And we don't pass like that. So the Orach HaShulchan explains. The Gemara never puts it all together. Orach HaShulchan explains. Abuda holds that the Chachamim were Mesakan. The Gemara has Chachamim were Mesakan the Zmanim of Shachris and Musab and Mincha corresponding. The Gemara says corresponding to the Zmanim of the Karbonah. So Abuda holds they were misakin the zman corresponding to the actual zman when they were actually makrid the Tom Shal Shachar. So they were never makrid the Tom Shal Shachar so late in the day. They always brought it before Dalet Shoes Bayom. So that's why Yudah holds after Dalet Shoes he can't daven in Shachar. And then the Korban Musaf was always brought before Zayin Shoes. Theoretically could be brought all day long, but Lamaisa was only brought before Zayin Shoes. And Tom Shal Bein Abayim was never brought after Plaga Mincha. It was always brought before. Rav Yudah holds that the zmanim of Tfilos Shachris and Tfilos Musaf, Tfilos Mincha corresponds to the actual Zman when they actually brought the Karbonos on the Beis HaMikdash. Now Chachamim disagree. We said there were two days in the Kesem Mishnah. It's going to the one day that B'diyevid you can daven Shachris up until Chatzos. Not that it's a din of Tashlumin. So then the Chachamim Alashitosam that the Zmanim of Shachris and Musaf and Mincha don't correspond to the actual Zman, but Lamaisa B'Poel Mamish, they actually brought the Karbonis, corresponds to the theoretical Zman. Theoretically, he can bring the Tomash HaShachar till Chatzos. Theoretically, he can bring the Musafim Kol HaYom till the end of the day, till the Shkia. Theoretically, he can bring the Tomash HaBein Abayim till the Shkia also. So Rosh HaShulchan explains that seems to be the Machloekes HaTanoim, about the zmanim of Shitosim, the zmanim of Tefillah Shacharis and Musaf and Minchas. And Nigmar, it says that you should really daven Musaf before Zayin Shoes, like Rabbi Yehuda said. And whoever davens Musaf after is Nikra Poshea, but for the Yevid you can daven Kol Hayom. Rav Shlomo Kluger has he wrote many tshuvas. He wrote very long tshuvas, so he have to have a lot of patience to sit and read his long tshuvas. They were all cheerful. So he had a grandson who was named after him, Shlomo Kluger. Must have been born after he died. And he abridged many of the tshuvas. He have a small, thin sefer that's called Ha'elef L'cho Shlomo. Has over 1,000 tshuvas abridged by the grandson from the grandfather's tshuvas. It just gives you the paragraph that has the punchline. Instead of giving you the whole pilpa, he gives you a bekitza. So he has in Ha'elef L'cho, we don't have the whole tshuva. We don't have the original tshuva, just have the kitza. So one of those, something like 1,100, 1,200 tshuvas in one small volume. So one of those tshuvas, he complains about the practice that people have on Simchas Torah, that they spend so much time on hakofas, they don't get to daven musaf until after Zayin Shoes. That's nikrit poshea. And then, because they're going hakofas so long, people get tired. So people sit down, and the din is you're not allowed to sit down when they're carrying the Sefer Torah. If they say for Torah, then you're on Kodesh, that's in the Mishus Bifnei Atzma, you're allowed to sit, strictly speaking. Or if someone is standing with the Sefer Torah, he's saying Benjamin Rosh Kodesh, so strictly speaking, you don't have to stand, you can sit, because the one who's holding the Sefer Torah is standing still. But on Hakofas, when they're walking around with the Sefer Torah, the din requires everyone has to stand, you're not allowed to sit. So he says, people, Simchas Torah was designated as the day to show Kobed HaTorah, so everybody violates all the din. And then because they're dancing with hakofas for so long, so people forget that it's a yontif. You're not allowed to eat before you make kiddush, and you have to have kiddush malkum suda. So people are gnashing candies and all kinds of stuff, taking drinks. He says Simchas Torah the day was supposed to show more kovod for the Torah. That's when people violate the dinim. That's his complaint. It's a serious complaint. Rabbi Yosef Engel has wrote he'oras on the side of the Gemara, and they were printed. So that's called Gilyon Hashas. Rabbi Kevek is called Gilyon Hashas. Printed on the side of the page, and Rabbi Yosef Engel, they have an base manager downstairs called Gilyoni Hashas. So on the Tosis and Brochas of Zainom and Aleph, it's a Dibra Maschol She'el Mole. The Gemara says that Bilam HaRosha wanted to curse the Jewish people. Yodea Das Elyon, he knew that Kirega Biapa Kodesh Boch is Koyes Rega. HaKodesh Boch only gets angry for a split second in the day. Rega Kememre, the amount of time that it takes to pronounce the word Rega. Less than a second. So Bilam knew how to be Muhammad Yeshua and wanted to curse the Jewish people during that split second when the Ribbono Shel Olam is angry. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't in Kas. All the days that Bilam was trying to curse the Jewish people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kind to the Jewish people, wasn't cursed at all, so Bilam couldn't give any curse. So Tosfos asked the Kasha, what can you say already in a split second? So Tosfos says, maybe he would look at the Jews and point and say, Kalem. Destroy them. In Hebrew, you can have one word that's a whole sentence. Kalein, destroy them. That's one suggestion. Then Tosfos has another suggestion. As long as you begin the curse within that split second when the Ribbono Shel Olam is angry, you can continue to say a long curse and the curse will take effect. Rabbi Yosef Engel says, based on that Tosfos, I think the Orach HaShulchan has the same idea, that whenever there's a din, you have to finish Kriya Shema within Zman Kriya Shema. You have to daven Shacharis within a certain Zman. You have to daven Musaf, Mincha within a certain Zman. As long as you began within the Zman, it's okay. They once mentioned this to Rav Soloveitchik by the Misnagdim. They're very makbid. You got to finish the whole Mincha before the Shkia. You can't daven Mincha after the Shkia. So Rav Soloveitchik just burst into laughter. He thought it was just a joke. That bringing a Raya to Zalzman Kriyashma means as long as you begin Kriyashma within the Zman, you can continue later. From the story that Tosfos has the Agarata about the cursing of Bilam. So he thought that it was a big joke. But there are those who think seriously like that. They really accept that idea that Rabbi Yosef Engel said. They accept it on the level of their Isa. The din of Zosman Kriyashma is a din der Isa. Because the Mishnah writes in one place he thinks that the Zosman Kriyashma is only Medir Rabbanan. Because he's bothered with Akasha. B'shoch b'cho is a machlokes hatanaim in the first Mishnah in Brochus, where the b'shoch b'cho means when people are beginning to go to sleep or while people are sleeping in bed. So we paskin all night long. One Tana is of the opinion you can only say Kriya Shema at the beginning of the night when normal people are going to sleep. I'm not talking about dormitories when they go to sleep doomsday. Normal people go to sleep earlier, so you have to finish Kriya Shema within an early Zman. And we pass him shachar b'chol means b'shoshim and yodam shachrim b'mitasim. So the Kesef Mishnah asks, so why b'kum mecha? Why do we say that this is called Zman Krishma? When the B'nai Melachim wake up, atzof gimel shoshim b'yom, it should be called Zman that people are walking around. So he says, then achinami, he thinks that the whole institution of Zman Zman Krishma in the morning is only a chumim m'derabbana. So the Magen Avraham quotes this in Ilchos Krishma. He says it's not correct. He says there's a Beferish of Tosefta that contradicts the Kesef Mishnah, because the Tosefta writes Kishem Shef Kova Torah Zman the Kriyashmach Kach Kova Chachamim Zman Letfilah. Just like the Torah established the Sov Zman Kriyashma, so to the Chachamim established the Sov Zman Tfilah. So it's Beferish that it's a din there, right? So what do you do with the Kasha? Hakam B'shach B'cha means when people are sleeping in bed, B'kamecha means when people are waking up. So the Rishayim talk about that question. So they say, because in Hebrew, B'kamecha means people are getting up. It does mean when people are awake. Shach b'chol could mean either when people are going to sleep or while they're sleeping. But b'kamecha means when people are waking up. It doesn't mean when people are awake all day long. Just in Hebrew, it's a different mashmas. We assume the Zos Zman Krishma is a real din d'oraisa. So to allow people to begin reciting Krishma within the Zman and finish after the Zman, as long as you start mincha within the Zman, you can even finish after the Zman. You're going to be mekel on that based on this tesis of the Agadata Bilam. So Soloveitchik thought that was a big joke. There is an issue. There is a Sov Zman Kriya Shema, but a lot of shuls on Shabbos morning, on Yom Tov, you're going to miss the Sov Zman Kriya Shema. So is there a problem if you'll wake up early and you say Kriya Shema? A lot of shuls, they announce everyone should say Kriya Shema before Shacharis, because we don't plan to make Sov Zman Kriya Shema. So Rav Soloveitchik said that Rav Chaim held that that's not proper, that if the only minyan in town is going to be on Shabbos Yom Tov, is going to be after the Sov Zman Kriya Shema, more correct, the person should say Kriya Shema with the brachas within the Zman, and then has smichas gula l'tfil. Better to daven b'yichidus. So there's a long tshuva in the pre-Yitzchok, Rabbi Yitzchok Blaser. He was Rabbi Sol Salanter, the founder of the Musa movement, had many talmidim, many followers, but three most outstanding talmidim. So the one who was the strongest in learning was Rabbi Yitzchok Blaser. He was the rabbi in St. Petersburg. So he was known as Avitzo Lepetaburger. His photograph used to appear in all the pushkas years ago. And he used to collect money for his tzedakah for Eretz Yisrael. So that Avitzo Lepetaburger's picture. So he has very nice tshuvas, very strong tshuvas. So I think this is tshuva aleph. He says, like Rav Chaim said, that that it's preferable to say Kriyashma. As a Sov Zman Kriya Shema, you should recite Kriya Shema al Seder HaBrachas. It's one kiyum. Kriya Shema al Seder HaBrachas. Even though you can say the brachas even after, calls man that it's still Zman Tefillah, or some hold even after the Zman Tefillah. But the more correct is to recite Kriya Shema al Seder HaBrachas in the Zman, and then to have the Smichas Gula LaTefillah right away. It's better to Dab Mechidas.
So, is it necessary to finish all the brachot also before the Sov Zman Kriya Shema, or just the Shema?
I think I assume it's just the Shema, because you have Smichas Gula LaTefillah, and the Tefillah is going to be later. So how can you say you have to? I don't think so. I don't think that's correct. Some have such an insistence, but I don't think that's correct. Yeah, we have two concepts. There's a Mincha Gedola and a Mincha Ktana. So the Mincha Gedola is a half an hour after Chatzos. That's with the Diyunim that the Mishnah Berurah had. How do you determine when Chatzos is? From sunrise to sunset? Or from Alos HaShachat to Tzeis HaKochavim, or according to Rav Moshe, whenever the equinox, whenever Chatzos is, all year long, the same day. Chodesh Shita. And then the half an hour after Chatzos, is it always 30 minutes, summer and winter, or does it fluctuate? You should take the Chumra Shita, whichever is longer, either 30 minutes or the half an hour shows mania. So that's called Mincha Gdol, the earliest you can do Mincha. Then there's Mincha Ktana. So what time is Mincha Ktana? That you should finish davening mincha by 2.5 hours. You shouldn't begin to daven mincha till 2.5 hours before the end of the day. What does that correspond to? Where does 2.5 hours come from? So the Mishnah says that the perek tamid nishchat. That's the name of the perek in the middle of Pesachim. So the Tamid Shel Bein Abayim is the last carbon that they brought every day. That's called Esed HaHashlam. Al HaHashlam Kol HaKarbonos Kulam. You should bring all the carbonos sandwiched in between Tamash HaShachar and Tamash HaBein HaBayim. So in order to enable the people to bring korbanos all day long, so they used to postpone the bringing of the Tamash HaBein HaBayim. Until what time? So normally it took approximately an hour for Hakrovas Tamash HaBein HaBayim, for the Shechita and Hakrovah. So they would position the Zman for the... Every day has 12 hours, shows manias, let's say. So in the afternoon, in the morning there's 6 hours, the afternoon after Chatzah is another 6 hours. So they would, if it takes a whole hour to be marked with the Tamash HaBein HaBayim, that's 6 hours in the afternoon. So after 2.5 hours they would begin to be marked with Tamash HaBein HaBayim. After an hour they would complete it. So in the last 2.5 hours of the day you had already finished the Tamash HaBein HaBayim. So that corresponds to Mincha Kitana. So why should you daven Mincha after this man that they brought the Tamash HaBein HaBayim? So Tosis explains, because the Tamash HaBein HaBayim, because the Tfilas Mincha doesn't correspond to the Hakrobas HaTamash HaBein HaBayim, it corresponds to the Mincha. Whenever they brought a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, they brought the Minchas and his Ken Ken Meduba, they brought a Minchas Nesachim, they brought a Mincha with it, and they brought Nesachim Yayin LaNesach with it as well. So the Tamash, the Davening Shachris, corresponds to the Hakrobas HaKorban of the Korban Tamid Shal Shachar, and the Davening Mincha corresponds to the Hakrovas Mincha that comes in conjunction with the Tamash HaBein HaBayim. The Tamash HaBein HaBayim is brought in that 1 hour in the middle, and the Mincha with the Nesachim of the Tamash HaBein HaBayim would follow. So since they always brought it after, within the last 2.5 hours of the day, so that's why they established that the more correct man for Davening Mincha is the Mincha Ketana. But if you daven earlier, you would be Yotze. That's the Mashmois of the Rambam. That Lachatchili Shevili not daven. A lot of times we daven Mincha Gedolah. So in yeshivas, they were so, in Europe, in European yeshivas, they were so concerned about Bittul Torah, so they held that the Shas HaTchak Kedi Evedomi. Since it's a Shas HaTchak, if they're going to daven Mincha within Mincha Ketana, so every day they're going to interfere in the middle of the Seder. They want to have a Seder 4 or 5 hours straight. So they want to get Mincha out of the way. So they felt that since B'diyebet it's good if you daven Mincha G'dayla, so in Yeshiva it's a Shas HaTchak, in order to have more Liman HaTorah, so Shas HaTchak Kedi Evedomi. So they would daven Mincha G'dayla L'chatchila. So Achreinim all assume, based on the simple reading of the Rambam, that L'chatchila, really should, by Balabatim, you really should avoid it. Except for Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, the Mishnah says, that normally the Tamash HaBein HaBayim 353 days a year, except for Erev Pesach, was the last korban offered on the Mizbeach HaChitza. And Erev Pesach, the Tamid had to be brought B'davka after. The korban Pesach had to be brought B'davka after the Tamash HaBein HaBayim. So they moved up the Tamash HaBein HaBayim a little bit. So the Mishnah says 1 hour, 2 hours. How many hours did they move it up? Within the first 2.5 hours after Chatzos. So they moved it up. So since on Erev Pesach and the Beis HaMikdash, they would bring the Tamash HaBein HaBayim earlier, so on Erev Pesach it's permissible l'chatchila to daven Mincha Gedolah. Because in the Beis HaMikdash proper, they moved up the Tamash HaBein HaBayim. But l'chatchila more correct is to daven later. And there's a set of Sfarim, beautiful set called Tinuos HaMusar. He writes about the Musa movement, what it was all about, and different personalities, different figures. They're very fascinating, well, nicely written. Rav Dov Katz, his son is a Magid Shir in Yeshiva Takotel, I think. He's the head of the Kotel there. Very pleasant person. So this, so he writes there about Rav Zundel Salanter. Rav Zundel Salanter was sort of the Rebbe. Rabbi Sol Salanter, he picked up a lot from him. He learned in Malojan, a big Talmid Chacham. So he moved to Eretz Yisrael, and he had always the practice, he always daven Mincha, Mincha Gedolah. He didn't want to wait till Mincha Ketana. He said the reason why, even though it says in Chatzchili you shouldn't do that, he felt that he may die. If he's going to wait till Mincha Ketana, he may die in the afternoon, and he'll miss davening Mincha. So that's exactly what happened. The day that he died, he davened Mincha Gedolah, and he died before everybody davened Mincha Ketana in the shul. So they all said, you see, he was right. His policy paid off, that the day that he died, he davened early. Okay.
So, Rebbe, you feel that the Baal Bafim should not be davening Mincha Gedolah unless there's a real shot of chas?
That's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. I don't know why Rav Soloveitchik was so familiar with Rambams. He didn't think that this was so. My impression was that the simple reading of the Rambam is like that. L'chatchili shouldn't daven Mincha Gedolah. That's just a bit of yevid, or shas hatchak kedi yevid domi. And Rav Soloveitchik didn't see why not. He thought that it's okay lechatchila. But the Pashta says that the lechatchila shouldn't do. Yeah, what's the story? Plag ha-minchas, the mincha ktana is the last 2.5 hours of the day, corresponds after the hakrabas tamas shel bein harbayim.
Sorry, so why is they're following the mincha again and not for the korban
tamid
children harbayim? They're following the mincha, whereas in the morning
they're
following
the korban. Why? That's Darshanim talk about that. That's a question in Hashkofer. Why did they institute tfilas ha-mincha corresponding to the minchas nesochim, the mincha that came after the hakrabas ha-tamid, and tfilas shachas correspond to the actual hakrabas ha-tamid? So that's Rav Soloveitchik spoke al-pi Hashkofer, al-pi Musa. Why? It's an interesting question. So mincha ktana is considered the last 2.5 hours of the day, because in the 6 hours in the afternoon from chatzos to the end of the day, so they would bring the tamas shel bein harbayim smack in the middle. It took 1 hour approximately, so 2.5 hours before, 2.5 hours after is 5 hours, and it took 1 hour for hakrabas tamas shel bein harbayim. So after that hour is up, then they brought the mincha of the tamas shel bein harbayim. So we daven tefillas mincha corresponding to that mincha. That's what Tosafot points out, corresponding to that mincha. So then there's a concept of plaga mincha. Plaga mincha means you divide the 2.5 hours in half, and the first hour and a quarter is plaga mincha, and the second is after plaga mincha. What's the significance of the plaga mincha? So the Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in the Mishnah is you can only daven mincha up until plaga mincha, and the last hour and a quarter of the day, you can't daven mincha, it's already the zman ha-maariv. If the zman ha-mincha is up, it's already the zman ha-maariv. How do we paskin? And this machlekes are beautiful chachamim. So normally the din should be yachid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. So here the Gemara says, "David k'mar rabbi, David k'mar rabbi." There was no hachroa. If you want to follow Rabbi Yehuda, you can do that. You want to follow the chachamim, you can do that. So Rashi on the opening Mishnah in Brachas raises the question. The Mishnah says you can't be yotze kriyas shma shalayla before tzeis hakachamim. The Rashi's practice was they would daven Ma'ariv right after the Shkia. They would daven Mincha, then they daven Ma'ariv right away, like in many shuls. They daven Ma'ariv right away, and it's way before the Tzeis HaKochav. So how would they Yotze Kriya Shema? So Rashi says the Takanat Yotze, you're only Yotze when you repeat Kriya Shema Lamita. Tosi says, what do you mean Kriya Shema Lamita? You only say the first Parsha Shema, you don't say Vayoyim Shemaya. And Tosi assumes that Kriya Shema Deraisa is the first two Parshias. So Rashi apparently thinks that Kriya Shema Deraisa is only the first parsha. Shema Yoim Shemaya is only midirabbanim. So the Kriya Shema Deraisa doesn't require that it should be after Tzeis HaKochav. Only the Kriya Shema Deraisa. Apparently Rashi thinks that you yotze with the Kriya Shema Lamita, you say the parsha Bishayim. Tzeis is not happy with the Rashi because they think that the both parshas are Deraisa and you don't say Yoim Shemaya Alamita. So Tzeis gives an answer. Tzeis Kotzer Rabbi Natan gives an answer. Since the Gemara said David Kemar Rabbah, David Kemar Rabbah, if you want to, you can follow Rabbi Yehuda. If you want to, you can follow Chachamim. So that's what we do. We daven mincha after the plaga mincha like the Chachamim. Then we daven Ma'ariv before the Shkia like Rabbi Yehuda. You do half like the Chachamim, half like Rabbi Yehuda. So all the Rishonim ask on the Rabbi Natan, but Sachatai to this Asri. You have to make up your mind. David Kemar Rabbah, David Kemar. You have to pick. Do you follow Rabbi Yehuda? Do you follow Rabban? It's not right to do a Tarte to this Asri. Rabbi Natan apparently thinks that that's not a problem. The number two there, Rabbeinu Tam is assuming. Rabbeinu Tam's question was Rashi's question. He comes to answer Rashi's question. How is one Yotze Kriya Shema if you daven Ma'ariv before Tzeis HaKochavim? Mishnah says you're not Yotze until Tzeis HaKochavim. So Tosis, the Rabbeinu Tam is assuming that according to Rabbi Yehuda, not only can you daven Shema Nesri of Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha, you can be Yotze Kriya Shema as well. So the Rosh on the first Simen Aleph, the Rosh on the first Mishnah says, where did the Rabbeinu Tam come off to say that? Rabbi Yehuda just disagreed with the Rabbanon about the Zman of davening Mincha, the Zman of davening Ma'ariv, the Shema Nesri, not about Kriya Shema. That's a Pella. Why does the Gemara say David Kamar Rabba, David Kamar? What kind of a Pesach is that? The Pashtus and the Pesach is that davening Mincha Ma'ariv is only the Rabbanon. So it's Teka the Rabbanon, Lekula. So the Gemara, it shouldn't have been considered a Sofik. It should have been Yochid V'Rab Malachi K'Rab. You follow the opinion of the Chachamim that Mincha is up until Atzof Hayom and Ma'ariv is after Tzeis HaKochavim. But the Gemara thought the Rabbi Yehuda had a point over here, so they said David Kamar Rabbah, David Kamar Rabbah. We treat it like a Sveika the Rabbanon Lakuda. But Kriya Shema is their Isa. So how did Tzeis say David Kamar Rabbah covers Kriya Shema also? So the Shagas Aryeh has the Rabbi Kibbeger on Mishnayis on Brachas. Rabbi Kibbeger has a lot of times comments on Mishnayis that don't appear anywhere else in the writings of Reb Kibbeger. It's always kedai stam. When you're learning Gemara, it's always kedai to look at a big Mishnayos. A lot of times they have things on the page that Tveris is on, Tveris is Yontem, and Rabbi Kevin, you have things that the Mefarshim and the Gemara don't talk about. There are a lot of things that are only explained in the Mishnayos that are not explained in Pirushim and the Gemara. Rabbi Kevega on the first Mishnah quotes from the Pri Chodesh that you see from this Tosfos that they're assuming that the whole Kriya Shema is Lav Deraisa. Otherwise, how can you imply David Kemarav, David Kemarav? It's very strange. David Kemarav means we treat it like a Sveika the Rabban Lekoil, even though it really shouldn't have been. We should have said Yochav Rabban Malach Kerabim. We treat it as if it were a Sveika the Rabban Lekoil. But again, you can't, so that's the Kash on Tosfos. Can't have a Tarta de Sasri. In Avelus, that's different. In Avelus, there's a Ramban like that at the beginning of Ksubas. You can even say, Aloha Ketev HaMekum Ba'ovo in a Tarte de Sasri. The common practice is if somebody dies on Yontif, Chalamoid, so they bury, they make a Kvura on Yontif Rishen, bury Ayde Nochrim, Yontif Rishen, bury Ayde Yisrael, Chalamoid, you bury people, but the Shiva doesn't begin till after Yontif is over. So the last day Yontif Rishen Shal Golias, one does not observe Avelus, but it counts as if it was the first day of Shiva. So you begin observing, one begins observing Shiva after Yontav is over from Yisrochad, but you count the last day as if the last day of Yontav was the first day of Shiva. What is that all about? That's from the Goyim, that tradition. So the Ramban and the Chidush in the beginning of Ksubas explains, because the last day Yontav is Sveika the Yoma. So the suffix, so you go Lekul in both directions, Tarte the Sasri. On the one hand, maybe it's not Yontav, so the Shiva should have began on that day. On the other hand, maybe it is Yontif, so the Shiva doesn't begin until the next day. So we, for beginning the Shiva, we say maybe today is Yontif. One doesn't begin Shiva. Does not begin Shiva till Yisrochak. And when you're about to terminate, to end the Shiva, so you say maybe last day of Yontif was Chol, and therefore it did count as the first day of Shiva. So we start later and we end earlier. This Mamish attacked to the Tzatz. Instead of having 6.5 days of Shiva, Mixes Hayam Kekula, the morning of the 7th, then we have 5.5 days. And we go tied to the Sasri. We begin the Shiva late and we end the Shiva earlier with respect to the last day. So the Ramban says, that's a din. Aloha Gedera Mekol Ba'ovo. The Ramban and the Sefer told us Sa'odim, Torah Sa'odim. And Sefer Torah Sa'odim has all the laws of Avelus. Everything that they quote from the Ramban, much of Hilchas Avelus is based on the Ramban. The Rosh quotes a lot from the Ramban in Maikot. So all these Rambans are in the Torah Sa'odim. So in the Torah Sa'odim, he quotes the Tosfos in Erevin, which we have that Tosfos in Erevin. But Tosfos quotes the Tshuvas HaGoinim. The Goinim are of the opinion that Avelus Yom Rishon is Deraisa. Tosfos does not accept that. But the Goinim have like that, the Rif, the Rambam, Alochach Misvara, the Mechaber Paskans like that, that Avelus Yom Rishon is Deraisa. So Tosfos quotes the Tshuvas HaGoinim, and the Ramban quotes it, Tosfos in Erevin quotes the Tshuvas HaGoinim. Even if you hold that Avelus Yom Rishon is Deraisa, you still say Halacha Kedivrei Mekel Ba'ovel. It's not identical with the din of Sveika Derabbanan Lekula. Even if Avelus would be Deraisa, even if Avelus Yom Rishon is Deraisa, you still say you go Lekula. It's based on Xeris HaKosuf. So the Ramban gives you the Pasuk. So that's why the Ramban is free to make such a comment. Halacha Kedivrei Mekel Ba'ovel, you go Lekula in Avelus, even if it's a Tarte de Sasri. In a din, the Sveik, the Rabbanu the Kula, you can't be Mekel on a din the Rabbanu where there's a tie to the Sasek. That's the Pella in this Tesis. How can Tesis say, the first Tesis and brother, they say, we daven Mincha late after the Plaga Mincha, following the Chachamim, that you can daven Mincha at Sof Hayom. Then we daven Meirev right away before Tesis and Chacham, following Rabbi Yudah, that you could have daven Meirev from Plaga Mincha. How can you have a tie to the Sasri? Fine, you say David Kemarav, David Kemarav, you treat it as if it were a Safek HaShokol, because Rabbi Yudah's Shita makes a lot of sense, so you treat it as if it's a Safek HaShokol. How can you have a tie to this answer? So that's the Machlok, this Rabbi Natam holds like that, and the other Rishonim, the Ri, Bala Tosfos disagrees with his uncle. He was a nephew of the Rabbi Natam. He disagrees, and he says, to explain this, a practice that they used to dab mar before Tzeis Kacham. So he says the answer is we don't pass like the Tan and the Mishnah, we pass like one and the other Tanoim, that the earliest man for Bishach Becha, the man Shechiva is 5 minutes after the Shechiva. Okay. So that's the other Balei HaTosfos. So that's a big question. In the Ramoa quotes this discussion in Hilchas Ma'ariv about davening Ma'ariv early. And then he writes, the way it says in our editions of the Ramah, it says that the Medaktikim are makbid when the balabatan, when they're davening ma'ariv early after plaga mincha. Let's say in a lot of shuls they daven the mekabel Shabbos early, so they daven sometimes they daven mincha after the plaga mincha and ma'ariv before the shkia. Mamish tata the sasri. Some say you can, for the purpose of Tosefa Shabbos, you can even be mekel on the Tarte de Sasa. Others say that's not right. It's only proper to be mekel on the Tarte de Sasa from one day to the other. All year long, we daven mincha after the plaga mincha, and on Friday, lekavede, for the purpose of Tosefa Shabbos, so we daven mincha before plaga mincha, and ma'ariv after the plaga mincha. You shouldn't have Tarte de Sasa on the same day, but Tarte de Sasa from one day to the other, that we do permit for the sake of Tosefa Shabbos. Here in Breuer, they allow that all year long they daven mincha late and ma'ariv after tzeis kachavim, and then in the summertime they have an early minyan where they daven ma'ariv way before the shkia, ma'ariv after the tzeis kachavim. That's not for the purpose of Tosefa Shabbos, that's just for convenience sake. So they're mekel that we don't permit a Tarte de Sasri on the same day, but from one day to the other, there's never a problem of Tarte de Sasri. So even if it's not for the purpose of Tosefa Shabbos, there could also be Mekel to Dab Mincha before the Plaga Mincha and Ma'ariv after the Plaga Mincha. So there are more quotes, these different practices about davening Ma'ariv before the sun sets, after Plaga Mincha, and he quotes V'hamedaktikim, those who are medaktikim mitzvahs are careful that they'll only say Shemona Esrei of Ma'ariv because of the Rosh's argument. The Rosh argues on the whole Rabbeinu Tam. What do you mean? We rely on Rabbi Yehuda, Dovik Amar Rabbi, Dovik Amar Rabbi. You only disagrees with the Chacham regarding davening Shemona Esrei of Ma'ariv. He never disagreed about Vashach V'chav Kumecha, that that's called Zman Shechiva. He never disagreed. No one's going to sleep when the sun is still shining an hour before sunset. Babies are going to sleep, but the adults are not going to sleep. So the Ramah presents it as if the Medaktikim do like that. I wasn't there. They say that in the European yeshivas, the Litvish yeshivas, when the boys were davening with Balabatim, and the Balabatim were davening Ma'ariv before the Tzeis HaKachavim, so they would follow that Ramah, the Medaktikim. They would only say the Shemona Esrei. They wouldn't say Kriya Shema with the Brochas, even if the davening Ma'ariv after the Shkia, but the davening Ma'ariv before Tzeis HaKachavim, so it's the Zman of Ma'ariv. You can damish manasa, but you can't say kriya shma with the brachas. Ramosha has a tshuva where he writes, why did the Ramah call that opinion the medaktikim? It was a machlokes in the days of the Gaonim, and a machlokes in the Rishonim, and a machlokes in Achronim. So why does the Ramah choose to say that they're the medaktikim? Ramosha suggests maybe there's a misprint in the Ramah. Maybe it shouldn't say that the medaktikim do this. Maybe it should say the yesh medaktikim, there are those who insist. But he's not taking a stand. The Ramah is not taking a stand. But that I was told that was the practice in the Lithuanian yeshivas, that they would follow what the Ramah calls the medaktikim, that went daven with the balabatim, so they would only, and the balabatim are davening ma'ariv before Tzeis HaKochavim, so they would only say Shemona Esrei with them, and they would save Kriya Shema with the brachas till later. Yeah. What's the story with Ben Hashmashos and Tzeis HaKochavim? So the Gemara has a concept of Ben Hashmashos. Ben Hashmashos is Safik Yom, Safik Laila. Very strange. From Alos HaShachar till twilight. There's a twilight zone in the morning and a twilight zone in the evening. So the Rishalmi in the beginning of Brachas points out the twilight zone in the morning is Vadayom. From Alos HaShachar till sunrise is Al Pidin considered Vadayom. L'chatchile, you shouldn't read the Megillah then. And l'chatchile shouldn't say halal then, and l'chatchile shouldn't perform a bris milah then. Whatever you have a din, a dovish mitzvah by yam kosher kol hayom, l'chatchile should only do it after hanetzach haman. But if you did it after alos hashachar, then he ever yotza. Yeah. What kind of a l'chatchile is this? I must assume that the l'chatchile is only midirabbanan. L'chatchile midirabbanan, because he may make a mistake. We have watches today, so it's highly unlikely you're going to make a mistake. But if you don't have a clock hanging on the wall, you don't have a watch. So it's quite possible that by mistake you'll do the bris milah balayla, that'll be possible, or you read the Megillah balayla, so you won't be yotze, you'll say halal balayla. So most assume that it's a lachatchila derabbanan. Some assume that it's a lachatchila deraisa. If you look on the regular Yerushalmi, that have the pirish of the Sefer Charedim printed on the side in Brachas, so he seems to assume that it's a lachatchila deraisa. Absolutely, you also like that pshat. He thought that it's a lachatchila deraisa, Adovish and Mitzvah Sabayom, that Halal and Bris Mila and Atilas Lulav and Mikra Megillah, Adovish and Mitzvah Sabayom should be done after Hanetzah Hama. Why? So he used to say, you look in Bereshis, in Parshas Bereshis, when Hashem created the sun, the moon, and the stars. So it would appear that there are two definitions for Yom. One definition is when the sun is shining, and one definition for Yom is when it's light. So true, from Alos HaShachar till sunrise, there is light, but the sun didn't rise yet. So if you have a Dovish and Mitzvah Sabayom, so more correct, Al-Chatchila Darais is that you should wait till it's Yom, under both definitions of Yom. The definition of Yom, that it's light outside, and the definition of Yom, that the sun is shining. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that it could be that it's a really Al-Chatchila Darais. He was fond of mentioning, printed on the bottom of the Rif, in the beginning of the first page in Pesach, and they have the Ravid and the Balamor, learned by Chavrusa, by the Ravid Balho Eshkol. The Ravid married the daughter of the Ravid. He married his Rebbe's daughter. And they both wrote Hasogas on the Rif. The Ravid wrote Hasogas on the Rif, and the Balamor wrote Hasogas on the Rif. And then you have the Yish wrote Hasogas on each other's form. The Ravid wrote the Sefer Bali HaNefesh, has all the Hilchus Nida and all the Hilchus Mikvahs, and the Balamor has Hasogas, has a lot of Hasogas on the Bali HaNefesh. Then the Balamor wrote his Hasogas on the Rif. So we have a Sefer of the Ravid running commentary on the Sefer Amor. The one who printed the manuscript around 100 years ago, when they found it in Eretz Yisrael, the one who printed the manuscript called the name of the Sefer Kosav Sham, because every paragraph begins with the word Kosav Sham. The Balamor writes over there in his Sefer XYZ, and he always takes issue with him. If the Balamor says something good, so he writes, that he stole it from me. Regarding Bacharusa, it was my idea. And if he doesn't like it, then he gives him over the head. Very sharp language, like he has the same sharp style that he, when he attacks the Rambam, he has the same sharp style over here. So there's a Ravid on the first page in the Rif in Psochim. Why does it say Or Le'arbos? So what kind of a lotion? So Or Le'arbos means Le'el Yudalit. Doesn't mean Yudalit in the morning, you do B'dikas Chum, it's Le'el Yudalit. So why is it called Or Le'arbos? Or there's a Mishnah, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah, Amapelis Or Le'pei Aleph. A woman had a baby, girl, and then the below says 80 days after the baby girl is born. So if she has a miscarriage within those 80 days, so she's not obligated to bring, if a woman has a miscarriage, she's mechiv to bring the karbanat yoledes also, even though the baby died. So, but if she had a miscarriage within the malos, within the 80 days, so then, since it's within the same malos, so you're not mechiv to bring a separate karban. So that's a machlekes, b'sham and b'sil. I think Mark quotes the first half from Sochem. What if she's mapelos or liyom pe'alav? The malos was over at the end of the 80th day, but she can't bring the korban yoledes until tomorrow morning. She can't bring the korban yoledes for the first baby that she had 81 days ago till it comes the morning of Yom Pe'alav. So that's a machlekes b'sham and b'silo, whether if she has the miscarriage or the pe'alav, the night following Yom Pe'. Is that dina ketoch hamalos? Is that dina kalach hamalos? So why does the Mishnah have the loshen hamapelos or le'arbos? Should say le'el mapelos or le'pe'alof. You should say le'el pe'alof. So the Ravid has a chiddush that whenever it says or, so the din applies right after shkia, even though it's ben hashmashes. So he says you can do bedikas chametz right after shkia. You don't have to wait till seiskachon. Shulchan Aruch says not so. But the Ravid writes like that, because that's Or Le'arbos Abotkem Mitzalcham. So Or means that it's still light outside, it's Ben Hashmashes. Then he says, Amapelis Or Le'pei Aleph means even though it's Ben Hashmashes, and it's a Safik Yom Safik Laila, but when you get to the Chiyuvi Korbanis, it's considered Laila. So the Ravid seems to hold like this, that there are Dinim Deraisa that depend on Yom of sun shining, and that Dinim Deraisa depend on whether it's light outside. So Ben Hashmashes is a Safi Yom Safi Laila when the din of Yom depends on light. But when it's a din of sun shining, so then as soon as the sun sets, so then it's considered Vadai Laila began to those din. Achidish. So again, so there is an institution of Ben Hashmashes. How long is Ben Hashmashes? So there's Machlokes of Buda and Rabbi Yossi and Bei Mamad Likin. What's it doing in Bei Mamad Likin? The mission says Safik Hashecha, Safik Enich Hashecha. That means Ben Hashmashes. What are you not allowed to do, and what are you allowed to do during this man of Ben Hashmashes? Ben Hashmashes are real Safik Deraisim. So Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that there's a whole block of time that's considered Bein Hashmashes. Bein Hashmashes is Sofik Yom, Sofik Lailah. Rav Soloveitchik was fond of quoting the Ritva in the middle of the Yuma, around Mem Gimel or so. The Ritva has a Pshat and a Gemara. There's a strange Gemara there. The Gemara has a Sofer where they can go to those below Choptam, below Ketor Samim Daka. He puts in his hands into a, there's a Kli that contains all the Ketor Samim Daka. All year long has to be Daka. But Yom Kippur has to be Daka Min HaDaka. They had to grind it again, that it should be even finer, thinner. So he sticks his two hands and he takes Melo Choptam. The Gemara has a Sofer. What about Bein HaBinayim? What about the Ketoris that got stuck in between his fingers? The Ketoris that's in here, he's Makhtir, Lifnai, Lifnim. What about the Ketoris Bein HaBinayim, Mahu? So Rabbi had a suffix, the Gemara says, Basa, Dabayah, Hoda, Pashta. After he raised the issue, he thought about it for a while, came to the conclusion that it's a Sveika. So how was he pushing? It says he had a suffix. And then he thought about it. And Basa, Dabayah, Hoda, Pashta, it's a suffix. So that's what he asked in the first place. What is it? So the Ritva says, no. Originally, he didn't know whether it's kilifanim or kilachutz. Does it have the din of melachofnov, or does it not consider melachofnov? But the ba'ahar the pashta, it's both. It's a tie to the sasrim. Whenever you have a tie to the sasrim, you act as if it were a suffix. That's the ritva. He gives as a mashal to understand this bein hashmashes. What do you mean bein hashmashes? The rabbis still didn't figure out. The Torah was given so many millennia ago, and the rabbis didn't figure out when is the end of the first day, when is the beginning of the second day. It's a suffix whether the first day ends at Shkia, 3 minutes later, 3 minutes later, 3 minutes later, 3 minutes later. So figure it out already. What takes so long? So he says, no. It's a tata de satz, it's both yom and laila, because the sun is not shining. So on the one hand, it's not yom. The yom in Parshas Bereishis, there are two ways to define yom. One way is when the sun is shining, and one definition is when it's light outside. So during Bein Hashmashes, there's still light, but the sun is not shining. So on the one hand it is yom, on the other hand it's not yom. But because it's a tie to the sasri, so we treat it as if it were a suffix. That's the ritva. So Rav Soloveitchik liked that very much, that ritva. He liked it because as a child in Europe, he used to learn Avnei Nezer. Every so often in Shir, he would mention an Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer has this recurrent theme in quite a few Chus. Someone collected, I think, 13 places. Avnei Nezer has such a concept of a tie to the sasri. You have a Jew who's a mumal of a rezara. So so we treat him as a tie to the sasri, he's both a Jew and a goy. And where does that lead you? So where does that lead you? Or you have, let's say you make a pot and a pan out of a certain material. So if it's a kli mateches, so the din is that it's mekabel tumah even from the outside and has tefillah and a mikveh. If it's a kli cher, it's not mekabel tumah from the outside, only from the inside, it has no tefillah and a mikveh. What if it's a blend of different materials? So whichever is 51% or more, so that's koveya. That determines, the Mishnah is like that, that determines whether it's the Klei Cheretz or Klei Matechet. What if it's 50-50? So there is no rosh. So that's a discussion in a Tosefta. So that's a tie to the sasri. It's both the Klei Cheretz and the Klei Matechet at the same time. And how do you proceed? So he has a lot of, the Avnei Nezer has a lot of cases like that. How do you proceed? So that's his theme. When you have a tie to the sasri, so you treat it as if it were, as if it were a suffix. It's not that it's really a suffix. It's 50% matechas and 50% cheres, not a suffix. But because it's a tata de sasri, so you treat it as if it were a suffix. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that Ben Hashmashes is a whole block of time. Rabbi Yossi says no. Ben Hashmashes is only keherafayim, a half a minute or gansa Ben Hashmashes. Which herafayim? So the Balabatim make a mistake. Balabatim think that half a minute after the Shkia, Rabbi Yossi already thinks that it's Ben Hashmashes is over. Then you can ready dab marv, you can do malach already matzoy Shabbos. The Gemara need explains when is the herafayim of Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara has two versions of Rabbi Yossi, two brises. One version is Rabbi Yehuda has, let's say, a block of time, 25 minutes. We'll have to discuss starting from when. 25 minutes as Bein Hashmashes. So Rabbi Yossi holds the 24 and a half minutes. The first 24 and a half minutes is Vadayon, and the last half a minute, the last herafayim, the blink of an eye, let's say half a minute. The last half a minute of Rabbi Yehuda's 25 minutes is Bein Hashmashes. So you don't gain anything as far as Matzoy Shabbos is concerned. And the other version is no. Rabbi Yehuda holds a block of time, 25 minutes. Rabbi Yossi holds no. The full 25 minutes is Vadayam. The next terrifying, the next half a minute is Bein Hashmashim. The Gemara has a need of Gemina where the woman becomes a Zavik Doyla. The woman becomes a Zavik Doyla if she has Rias 3 days in a row within the Yud Aleph Yom Shebein Nida LeNida. So what if she has a Rias Dam during Bein Hashmashim? So you go to Chumah this way, that way. You might discuss it there, when is the Bein Hashmashes? So that's a Gemara Nida. Then you get to the Zavag Gedoyla, 3 days in a row. What's the din of Ben Hashmashes? And it's a discussion at Perek by Madlikin. They quote this Machlegs Rabbiuda Rabbi Yossi. Rabbiuda holds a whole block of time. Rabbi Yossi holds only Harifine Nida, the last Harifine. That's not explained in Ben Madlikin. That's only explained in Nida. Whether only the last Harifine of Rabbiuda is 25 minutes, or the next Harifine. The first 25 minutes is Vada Yom, and the next Harifine is the Ben Hashmashes. So the Gemara says there are two versions. First version is that the Ben Hashmashes is a block of time. How much time is it? So the Gemara says 2/3 of a mil. Then the Gemara backs out from the 2/3 of a mil. The Gemara says Gimel Revi mil, 3/4 of a mil. How much is a mil? A mil is a distance. A mil is alpai mama. So a mil in time means how long would it take? How many minutes would it take an average person to walk a mil walking at an average pace? So if you make the calculation, the Mishnah Berurah always quotes to Achranim that a mil is 18 minutes. That's where you get 18 minute matzahs from. So the Gemara says, if you mix flour with water, it's going to take a long time till it's going to rise. So you have to watch it. And then the Gemara says, what if a person doesn't know how to calculate, he doesn't know how to determine whether it's chimutz or not? So the Gemara says, less than a mil for sure nothing happened. It'll probably take a few hours. When you mix flour with water, if you throw in yeast, it takes a long time till it rises. If you don't throw in yeast, it'll take forever. It takes hours, it takes a half a day. So less than 18 minutes, nothing is going to happen. More than 18 minutes, so then you start to consider whether it's going to become chametz or not. So that's why there's a hiddah to have 18-minute matzahs, because less than 18 minutes, nothing can happen at all. I remember the Talmidim from the SRY always used to go to Streitz. He used to always buy Shmura matzah the first 18 minutes, and then he used to sell it in Klein Hall, what's now the base medrash in the other building. That's where he used to sell the wine with the matzahs and everything till they shut them down, they closed them down. So some Balabatim were upset. One year they had 16-minute matzahs, a big hiddah. The Balabatim only wanted chaitz and leaven. They wanted 18-minute matzahs. He wanted 16-minute matzahs. 16-minute matzahs is better. So less chance of becoming chametz. So the Pashtus says, the Mishnah Berurah always says that the 18 minutes is the shemil. So there used to be a professor, Leo Levy, who used to teach physics here in Yeshiva, and then he moved to Eretz Yisrael. He took over Machon Lev from Professor Lev. Professor Lev founded Machon Lev. And then when he retired, many years before he passed away, so Leo Levy took it over. So Leo Levy published a book, very, very nice book, Zman HaYom BaHalacha. About he doesn't have all the things that we're talking about, but he has about when it's Ben Hashmashes, when it's Tetzach Kohar. It's a very nice, it's most of it is charts, part of it's in English, part of it's in Hebrew. It's a very nice sefer to have. So he points out that when the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes Achrenim, when the Mishnah Berurah says that a Shir Mil is 18 minutes, that was in a different time system. That's not on our time system. And the way we have 60 minutes in an hour, it's not 18 minutes, it's 22 and a half minutes. And he shows from the Gemara like that, and he quotes Achrenim, said the Farish like that, that the 18 minutes is a Shir Mil, not the way we have our watches now. On our system, it's 22 and a half minutes. So the Gemara says that Gimel Rivei Mil, that's the Maskana Tagmar. Gimel Rivei Mil is the Ben Hashmashes. And after that is Tesakom. Okay, so it could well be that it's not all year long. Could be some seasons of the year it'll be like this, other seasons it'll be differently. Yeah, why should it be different seasons of the year? So the Melamed Lahoyel has a tshuva where he writes, he always thought that how long is it Ben Hashmashes depends on how long the day is. So the longer the day is, so the longer the Ben Hashmashes will be, it will take longer till it will be Tzeisah Kram. The shorter the day is, the shorter the Ben Hashmashes will be. And then he decided to consult an astronomer. The astronomer told him it's not correct. It's not a function of how long or how short the day is. It's a function of how close the earth is to the sun, how far away the earth is from the sun. That's what the Baal HaTanya writes. Baal HaTanya writes in a Siddur like that, that it depends on which season of the year, not doesn't always correspond to how long the day. It's not a fraction of the length of the day from sunrise to sunset. It has to do with the degree of the angle below the horizon. How dark is it? How dark it is depends on how low the sun has sunken below the horizon. So Nachum also, the Gemara says that it's not going to be necessarily all year long, but certain seasons of the year it's going to be Gimel Rivei Mil. So if a mil is 22 and a half minutes, so you take 3/4 of that, will be Ben Hashmashes. So sometimes, so that's Rav Yehuda's opinion. And Rabbi Yossi holds no, it's all Badayom until the last terrifying or the next terrifying. How do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Do we paskin like Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara says on Erev Shabbos, you should not follow Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, you can do Malacha the first 22 minutes, just the half a minute, 22 and a half minutes. Oh, that's a mil. Shir mil is 22 and a half minutes. So the first, what's three quarters of that? About 18 minutes or so. So the first 17 minutes is Vada Yom and not just the next half minute. The Gemara says you shouldn't do Malacha from the very beginning. So an Erev Shabbos, you should be choshish for Rabbi Yossi Shita. You should be choshish for Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That Safik Yom, Safik Lal begins from the very beginning. It's a whole block of time. So that's a question the Mishnah Berurah discusses. Does that mean that we really would machma like Rabbi Yossi, or we really paskin like Rabbi Yossi? So he's not sure. So that Mishnah Berurah, it's a Bir Allah, that should have been in some prominent location when he's talking about Bein Hashmashos. He didn't put it in a prominent place. He stuck it in Hilchos Erev Tchumen, of all places. Whoever learns Hilchos Erev Tchumen, there's a Bir Allah in the Erev Tchumen. You have to put away the Erev Tchumen Midbod Yom. And if you put it Bein Hashmashos, so the Gemara says it's no good. Erevei Chatzeres Yimekel is good Bein Hashmashos. Erevei Tchumen is Mochamer, so it's no good Bein Hashmashos. So he has a discussion there. How do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rabbi Yossi? Do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? So he says, based on the first daf in Pesachim, based on an Aleph, he thinks that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Mishnah Berurah thinks that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that it's Vadayom, the first 17 minutes of the Bein Hashmashos, and the next half a minute is a Safik Yom, Safik Laila. So again, so this is a Gemara in Bama Madlikan. On the Mishnah, the discussion, on Mishnah Safik Yom, what it has to say, Safik HaShech, Safik Enech HaShech, Me'atzan HaSabada, and so on. So the Gemara there quotes the Machlokes of Yehuda Rabbi Yossi, when is Bein Hashmashos. So it says, let's say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a block of time, that's Gimel Reven Mil, three quarters of a mil. Then there's a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim discusses, what's the definition next to the last perek himself? Misha Hayatami, perek Misha Hayatami. So the din is that if a person is Tami or Bederech Rechoka and he didn't bring Pesach Rishon, he brings Pesach Sheni. What if the person is Bederech Rechoka when they shecht the Karban Pesach day? Let's say they shecht in Karban Pesach at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They had a lot of people shecht in Karban Pesach. When our Pesach is called the Erev Shabbos and you can't broil the Karban Pesach on Leil Shabbos, there's no Heterech on Nefesh. Then they had to move up the Talmud Shul Ben Abayim as early as possible on Erev Pesach, and they brought all the Karbanos Pesach after the Talmud Shul Ben Abayim. Everybody had to broil the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach. They can't wait till tonight because it's going to be Shabbos, so they moved it up early. So let's say 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I was a Shutif, they're bringing the Karban Pesach, and I'm a Derech Rechok, I'm very far away from Yerushalayim, but I'm going to go by car, I'm going to go by horseback, I'm going to get there before Laila. Derech Rechok is determined by an average person who's walking by foot. By an average person going by foot. How far is it? What's Derech Rechoika? If he's Tesvov Milan, Derech Rechoika, the Gemara says, Mahalach Adam Beinani Bayom, the average person who's traveling by foot, how far will he walk in the course of a day? So the Gemara has a discussion. How far can he walk in a half a day? So over here it depends on a half a day. Why does it depend on a half a day? Because the beginning, according to most of the Rishonim, the Rambam has a different sheet. Most of the Rishonim say, because the Chiyuv to bring Karban Pesach begins at Chatzos and Erev Pesach, and you have to finish the Hakrava by Shkia. So you have to figure, where is this person? Where am I at Chatzos when they're shechting my Karban Pesach in the Beis Hamikdash? And I told them in advance, I want to be a Shutef, I want to be one of the Menuhim on this Karban Pesach. So if I'm so far away that I wouldn't be able to arrive in Yerushalayim before the Shkia, going by foot, the Gemara said, if I'm going to go horseback, I will get there. But that's still called Derech Rechoka. Still called Derech Rechoka because the average person used to travel by foot. So the Gemara says, if you brought a Karban Pesach on behalf of a person who's Derech Rechoka, he's not Yotze. It's not just because he won't be able to make it. He knows he will make it. He's going to go by car. He's going to go by helicopter, a private jet. He knows he's going to make it. But still, that's the din. If he's Derech Rechoka, when the Shech in Karban Pesach, So he's not Yotze. So the Gemara there says, the Gemara is calculating how much does the traveler how far does the traveler go in the course of the day if he's walking? He has to stop to have a break to eat. He has to stop to go to Beis HaKisei sometimes. But how on the average, how far does he go if he's walking by foot? How far will he go? So the Gemara has a whole discussion. The Gemara says the guy's walking from Alos HaShachar till Tzeis HaKochavim. The Gemara says, and there are Dalad Milin from sunset till Tzeis HaKochavim is Dalad Milin. And Mil is, we said, either 18 minutes or more correct is 22 and a half minutes on our system, on our hour system. So 22 and a half minutes times 4 is how much? 45 is an hour and a half. I think it's an hour and a half. So the Gemara says there that Tzeis HaKochavim is an hour and a half after the Shkia. The traveler goes till Tzeis HaKochavim. So Tosfos all the Rishonim asked the Kasha. The Gemara says about Mamadikin Gimel Ridei Mil, 17 minutes. And the Gemara says here that it's an hour and a half. It doesn't correspond. So the Rabbi Natam and most of the Rishonim gave an answer that from Shkia till Tzeis HaKochavim is 4 milin, but it's Vadayayim for the first 3 1/4 milin. And the last 3/4 of a mil are Ben Hashmashes. So for an hour and 10 minutes after the Shkia, it's still Vadayom. It's pitch black outside. The Vadayom. And then, after an hour and 10 minutes, then begins Ben Hashmashes. So the Vilna Gaon, most of the Rishonim, all like the Rabbi Natan. So the Mechaber writes like the Rabbi Natan. So the Vilna Gaon says, Hachush Makrish. You just walk outside. How can you say that it's Vadayom? And then it's Ben Hashmashes. Ridiculous. Says it comes when you can see Gimel Kachavim Beinanim. You can see Gimel Kachavim Beinanim before an hour after the sun sets. How can that be? So that's a teller. So the Vilna Gaon holds like the Shita Sagoinim that Bein Hashmashes begins right away at Shkia for Gimel Rivim Mil. I, the Gemara Pesachim, says that it's Dalad Mil. No, the Gemara Pesachim is talking about the traveler who's walking by foot, the average traveler who goes all day long. He goes till Tzeis HaKachavim, Tzeis Kol HaKachavim. But Tzeis Gimel Kachavim, that's the Gemara and Shabbos. So that's the big machloikas. How long do you wait after sunset to have Tzeis HaKachavim? So those who say that you wait 72 minutes, what is that based on? That's based on the assumption that a Shir Mil is 18 minutes. 18 times 4 is 72. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
18 times 4 is 72. On the assumption, mistake number one, that 18 minutes means 18 minutes, which it doesn't mean, Leo Levy explained. Assumption number two, that it's the same, all year long, summer and winter, it's always the same. So Balatanya writes that it's just not true. And astronomers, they'll also tell you it's not true. So that whole sheet of the 72 minutes doesn't correspond to anything, that's a problem. Anyway, so the Shachan Hilchas Mila in Simen Reis Samach Vav Sipkot Nirala points out these two sheetas. When is Tzeis HaKochavim? And there's a famous Bir Agra in Hilchas Hadlokas on Neresim in Reish Samach Aleph, where he disagrees with the Rabbi Natan. There is a Tosis in Zvachim Nun Vav Amid Aleph, a Tosis presents to all Rabbi Natan, and they comment on the Gemara there. The Gemara learns that from a Pasuk, when you bring a korban in the Beis HaMikdash, dam is nipsal b'shkiyah sachama. If you weren't zorik the dam before the shkiyah, so it becomes pasul. So the Tosis asks, well, after shkiyah is Bein HaShmashes. So you can't be zerk the dam by Laila and Ben Hashmash is suffering himself at Laila. If you wait, save the dam till tomorrow morning, it'll be Nifsa Balina. So what do you need? A new pasuk dam Nifsa Bishkir Sahama. You can't be zerk it by Laila, you can't be zerk it tomorrow morning, it'll be Nifsa Balina. So the Rabbi Natan comes up with a Chiddush, he's forced into it. Dam Nifsa Bishkir Sahama. No, it's Vadayam for another 3 1/4 mil. For another hour and 10 minutes, it's Vadayam. And Ben Hashmashes only begins the last 17 minutes of the hour and a half. And even though it's Vadayam, Dam Nifsal Bishkir Sacham. That's what you have a pasuk for. That's what Tosis quotes the Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan is forced into it based on his Shita. So that's why the Rabbi Yoina on the side of the Rif in the beginning of Perek Tfilos HaShachar says, you cannot daven mincha after the Shki, even if you hold like the Rabbi Natan. The Hasidim say, they daven mincha an hour after the Shki, because they hold like the Rabbi Natan, it's Vadayam. So the Rabbi Yoina says, what does it help? That's Vadayam. But that's what Tosfos in Zvachim wrote on Daf Nun Vav, that you have a pasuk dam nifsal b'shkiyah sacham, despite the fact that it is Vadayam, you still can't be zorek the dam then. And the davening of mincha is supposed to correspond to the zman of hakrovas hakarbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. So for Torah's Vada you can't. It's not even a suffix. Torah's Vada you can't be zorek the dam after the shkiyah. The Rama writes, if a person didn't, Hinuchas Mincha, the Rama writes, if a person didn't daven Mincha before the Shkia, let him daven quickly during Bein Hashmashes, because Bein Hashmashes is the Sofik, so the Yam Sofik Laila, and daven is only the Rabbanon, so Sofik the Rabbanon Lekula. So the Shagas Hari says, what does it have to do, Sofik the Rabbanon Lekula? It's Vadayayim. And you still can't be Zorik the Dam. It's the Torah's Vaday that is not the Zman. And he quotes this Surah Ben Yoyah. On the beginning of Tfilas HaShachar, he can't daven Mincha after the Shkia. That was the complaint against the Hasidim. That was the problem. So that's a famous machlokes. That's a famous machlokes. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos that when you see Gimel Kochavim Beinonim, that's an issue. How do you know whether Kochavim Gedolim or Kochavim Ketanim or Beinonim? So when you see Gimel Kochavim Beinonim, that's Tzeis HaKochavim. So Gemara has a brayse when there's Kochav Echad, you only see one Kochav Beinoni, it's Badayam. Shnei Kochavim is Bein Hashmashes, and Shlosh HaKochavim is Tzeis HaKochavim already. So the Vilna Gaon said that's only. That Bryce is only Aliba the Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that Bein Hashmashes is terrifying. Because how much time does it take from the time you can see two kochavim to the time you can see three kochavim? A half a minute. That's terrifying. But according to Rabbi Yudah, it's not kochav echad is bad ayayim. That Bryce is only Aliba the Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yudah, it's a whole block of time, beginning with Shkia, for the first 25 minutes, 35 minutes, depends which season of the year. That's what Leo Levy works out in his book. That that whole block of time is considered Bein Hashmashes. Let me just close. When is Chatzos HaLaila? So the opening Mishnah Brochas has a Machlokes HaTanoim. Did they make Gzeira D'Rabbanan? Do you have to recite Kriyat Shema by Chatzos? So Shaila, exactly how we paskin. Yeah, called the Tikkun. That's a discussion on the level of the Rabbanan. Is there a din there? Right. So that depends on Chatzos HaLaila. So the Gemara has in the next to the list, Omid base in Pesachim, Kuf Chaf Omid base. The Sifta ends Kuf Chaf Omid base. So Kuf Chaf Omid base, the Gemara quotes there, the same in Brachas, the end of the first pair. Gemara quotes Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, whether Chatzos is a Din D'Oraisa, a Din D'Rabbanan, when they get to Karban Pesach. So, and Tosfos is Mesupik, how do we paskin? Rabbi Elazar ben Azari holds Chatzos a Din D'Oraisa, Rabbi Akiva holds Chatzos only a Din D'Rabbanan. What's an Afkamina, Alokal Amaisa? So Gemara says an Afkamina is whether it carries over to Matzah. If Chatzos is a din d'oraisa, then there's a hekesh between matzah and korban pesach. You have to finish eating the matzah also by Chatzos. But if Chatzos is only a din d'rabbanan, gzeira lahachik sodom and aver, he shouldn't come to eat noisar. So noisar is a problem kares. So that's only a problem by the korban pesach. If by mistake you eat the matzah in the morning after alos hashachar, so you ate before davening. So Lubavitch always eats before davening. So you want Yotzei the mitzvah. So you said a bracha l'matala. Tosfos holds that bracha l'matala is only the rabbanon. The world doesn't come to an end. You only make the more is mashal. You only make exer the rabbanon by if you hold chatzos is the rabbanon. You only make exer the rabbanon by korban pesach because you may violate an aver. You'll eat noisa. It'll be an isa karis. But if by matzah they never made exer the rabbanon. But if it's a din d'oraisa by korban pesach, then it carries over by hekesh to matzah as well. So that's the big machlokes in Tosfos. Do we pass like a Rabbi Akiva? Do we pass like a Rabbi Elazar ben Azari? Is there any din? We usually have a klal called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. Come and pattern all the dinim Rabbanan after dinim Deraisa. Is there ever a din Deraisa that depends on Chatzos Halayla L'chol HaDeis? If Rabbi Akiva holds Chatzos is only the Rabbanan by Korban Pesach. So there's a Mishnah in Zvachim Daf Peivav and Aleph, and the Mishnah has, and the Gemara proves that on another day, Chatzos Oise Ikul. In the morning you have to do Trumas Hadesh, and every day in the Beis HaMikdash you have to take some of the ashes from the chalet that was burnt on the Mizbeach, and you have to take it off Mala Machta and put it on the floor is Nivla Bim Koma. So the Gemara says Chatzoy Saisa Iko, if you have a part of fat from a korban or flesh from a korban oila and it's all charred on the outside, even though in the middle, in the inside it's still raw, it didn't all turn into ash, so after midnight it's considered Me'ukal. So you can already do Trumas Hadeshen on that. So that the Gemara learns that from Sukkim. So there is L'chol HaDeis, there is a din of Chatzos. There is a din of Chatzos Hayoim. When you get the Korban Pesach, you can't bring the Korban Pesach before Chatzos Hayoim. Tom Shol Shach, Tom Shol Ben Abayim, Chatzos Hayoim is Nogeh. Chatzos HaLayla is also, there is a din d'oraisa that it depends on Chatzos HaLayla. So the Chachamim can discuss whether it makes sense to borrow that concept, the building blocks of halacha have to exist in the Chumash. So there is a concept of Chatzos HaLayla. There is a din d'oraisa of Chatzos HaLayla. So the Mishnah has a machlokes whether they introduce the limitation of Chatzos HaLayla when they get to Kriya Shema or not. Okay, there's more, but that's all I prepared for this year. More discussions of details within this Zman HaYom. There's a very good sefer by Rabbi what's the name of the one who runs Machom Pua in Eretz Yisroel? Burstein, Rabbi Menachem Burstein. So his brother, also Talmid Chacham, brother with a whole sefer in Hebrew, modern Hebrew, nice Israeli Hebrew. That Zman HaYom has a lot of more details in this. Very pleasant sefer. Okay.
Not
a big
thing here right
now.
Same
for Chatzor Alayva, the same as Chatzor Ayon. You just take the same time, or you? Same Machlekes. Shlomo Zalman Aryeh Bach says you have to go from Tzeis HaKachavim to
Lalo HaShachas. It's going to be Kaka'i. And also they think May 20th. Next week is the Candlelighting Ceremony.
Oh, shit.